Hello,
Hello.
this is Will. Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Michael Arnold.
Speaking.
Mr. Arnold, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking you for any donations. The reason I'm called is because I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Thank you. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
12 years.
12 years, okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a PCC restoration, marble mason, cement mason, tile or marble finisher, stone mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile setter, refractory bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, plasterer?
Bricklayer and stone mason.
Stone mason, okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey label mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Foreman, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I'm retired.
Retired, okay. And yes or no, before you became retired, Did you ever find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors?
No.
No, okay. And yes or no, in the last 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Thank you so much. Next, thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
More, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more or about the same as there were this time last year?
I believe there's more union.
More union, okay. And yes or no, you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Not in some areas.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union when you worked?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I think anybody that wants to work can work.
Okay, so you will say about the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
What, conditions?
Yeah, your economic conditions, personally, yours and your family's.
Better.
Better, okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, when you work, which of the following health or safety hazards were you concerned the most? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you never had any real safety concerns?
Give me those again.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Please read them again.
Okay. Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems.
Careless people on the job.
Okay.
Careless people on the job.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you so much. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the last 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
What about picketing, yes or no?
About picketing?
Yeah.
No.
No. What about political canvassing?
No.
No, thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, or occasionally, or regularly when you worked?
I didn't work in the last year.
Okay.
I'm retired.
Yes, I got you. Thank you so much. Changing the subject a little bit, beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news. Which one do you prefer the most as a first?
TV.
Okay. As a second, it will be print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news.
Cable news.
Okay. And as a third, it will be print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors.
Social media.
Okay, social media. And as a fourth, it will be print or online newspapers, radio, friends and neighbors.
Read those again.
Print or online newspapers, radio, friends and neighbors.
Newspapers.
Okay. And as a last resource, it will be either radio, friends, and neighbors?
Radio.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now,
in the car.
Yeah. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, education, the environment, foreign policy, immigration, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, or something else?
What was the first one?
Jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration,
healthcare.
Foreign
policy. Healthcare. Healthcare.
Healthcare, okay. And as you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you heard, seen a little bit, some, or a lot?
Some.
Yes?
Some.
Some? Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing paying wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrats.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, and also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the way Joe Biden has done his job on each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about health care?
What about it?
Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. What about support for labor unions?
Support.
Okay. What about immigration? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs?
Strongly support.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
No.
You disapprove?
I disapprove.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Okay. What about the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say it's poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
What's the second one?
The international union.
What are the three options?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service and your own opinion with your own words in a small sentence. What can they do better to provide a better service and representation?
Relevant
Sir?
Speeches.
Yes?
Relevant speeches.
Okay, relevant speeches. Okay, in what sense?
On the economy. On the economy. That affects bricklayers.
Okay. Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words, once again, please.
Building on Joe Biden's support for unions.
Okay, and specifically in what area?
The economy. Jobs.
Okay, jobs and the economy.
Union construction.
Okay. So let me repeat that for you. Building in Joe Biden's support for union jobs and the economy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, job site, mail, union meetings, text messages?
Email.
Okay, thank you. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year? A couple of times a year? Four or more times a year?
A couple of times a year, I think.
Okay, thank you. And finally, and generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat or something else?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to your race, do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Michael.
Thank you so much for your time, Michael. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
That was quite an interview.
I'm sorry for the time. I really apologize about that. I just try to take it very slow and make it understandable for you.